five, number two. Board may review, discuss, take action on KC 2106 regards to John Cunningham, Johnny's Doghouse, unlicensed practitioner. And we do have Mr. Cunningham here. Did you want to address the board?
Sure.
Please state your name for the record.
John Cunningham.
Thank you. And has everybody had a chance to look at this one? Yes, put down the name. This is your meeting. Okay, this is the dental clinic. Do we have a lead member on this? Let's see. So I guess I'll start it off. Everybody has a shot. The statutes are pretty clear, and if you're using any kind of instrument, that is, that practice of veterinary medicine, you know, other than a toothbrush. But any other instrument that requires any kind of manipulation of any kind of tissues or structures on the animal is defined in statute as veterinary medicine. So it's not, you know, us coming down trying to, you know, limit what somebody can do in the business. Those are the statutes. So it's not I understand there's no sedation, that's not a problem. I guess we had a question too about vaccinations. Of course, vaccinations are available at the counter, but they can't be administered for a fee to somebody else's dog.
Well, we don't do that.
And an owner can, you know, can purchase vaccines and vaccinate their own dog, but for a fee would be illegal. So I guess since everybody else here is shy, tell us a little bit about your business.
I'm just curious how you're doing the sedative-free dental cleaning.
Sure. I purchased the business about 2 years ago, and this was already a service that was already provided. I don't do grooming myself, so I'm simply just unaware that this was a legal issue. But the groomer that does it has, I guess, what would be called a dental scaler. And he just kind of pops these like plaque buildups on the dog's teeth. Before he does that, he applies the softening gel to the gums. It doesn't take very long. He doesn't do it if the dog obviously is not cooperative. We do one every couple months. You know, it's not like one of these things that we're doing every day or every week. And since I received the letter, I've ceased and desisted and, you know, don't really plan on moving forward with it at all.
So I guess, I mean, that's what...
I mean, I think that was the biggest issue was everything else is cardboarding and grooming that I saw listed. So really it was just this dental scaling, and we find this a lot where people aren't informed of the law as far as what constitutes practicing veterinary medicine and what isn't. I think if you've already decided to eliminate this practice from your business model, then we don't have anything further to discuss. But if you were arguing that this wasn't providing veterinary medicine, then we'd have to have that discussion.
Sure.
So certainly we don't want to interfere with your business. I mean, that's not what we're,
That's not what we're here for. And you brought up the fact that this was going on prior to purchasing the business. We're not out actively looking. to go and find, oh, who's violating the law, who's violating the law. Well, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
It's presented to us.
Sure.
And then the investigation department looks at it, and they bring it to us, or they don't bring it to us, but, you know, staff looks at it and makes a decision, okay, the board needs to see this or not. And, you know, and so that's how it came to us. There wasn't anybody out there trying to hunt you down. We didn't know who you were.
Sure.
You know, just social media makes it easier for, you to get business done, but also easier for somebody else to say, hey, look what this guy is doing.
Yeah.
Instead of somebody that maybe you don't want us to do. So I'm happy you showed up, happy that you've figured out this doesn't work, and once a month or so isn't worth the hassle or the risk of doing it.
Absolutely.
And the groomer that's doing it, you probably want to let them know.
Yeah.
Like, if they do grooming for other people, like, that's not acceptable either.
Oh, yeah. I've had a conversation with them already about the seriousness of it.
Excellent.
We appreciate that. Staff, anything?
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to share, you may see other groomers or other pet stores that offer anesthesia-free teeth cleaning, and they're able to because they've actually hired a veterinarian, or there's a service that's coming in that has a veterinarian that's providing a service, and they've got what we call a premises license to be able to do that, like a special license to do that. So if you wanted to do it in your business, you could. You would just need to work with a veterinarian to do that. And I also wanted to clarify that the board is not saying that a veterinarian, him or herself, has to be doing that action, but a veterinarian would need to be involved in examining the animal first, and then directing staff that's employed by that veterinarian to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do we need to close the case?
Can we entertain a motion to close it without further action?
Mr. Chairman, I move we close the case of Johnny's Doghouse as an unlicensed practitioner.
Second.
Motion on the floor, second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes for the case, for the recording. That is case number C-2106.
Thank you.
All right. We have...
Back to things that Dave's waiting for.
That was on time. We're with what now?
I think Mr. Stoll's waiting on a couple of things. Is it Josh that you have?
And Virginia
Kerr.
Which
one? Thank you. Okay. Well, let's get that done. I thought you'd already done the one. Section 3, number 3, in regards to Josh Finch, DVN, continuance of informal interview of May 19, 2021 for the purpose of receiving additional information and reviewing possible action to approve both findings of fact, conclusions to law, and adopting an order. Dr. James is the lead.
So, in the case So in the case of 2130, I would make a motion that we adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law as drafted in the order. Second.
Motion for a second to adopt the conclusions of fact and the findings of fact and conclusions of law as our findings of fact and conclusions of law. Any further discussion? Let's do a roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Prager?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Motion passes.
And then, as far as next steps, do we have any prior gentleman reprimand?
There are none, nothing else.
All right, so as far as the
penalty, I would say if we do the order, I would say a period, a probation period of 1 year to complete 8 hours of CE, and that those 8 hours are broken up into 4 hours with regards to medical records and 4 hours in communication. And let's see, the civil penalty, is that all as well? Maybe normally start with $500 civil penalty.
You typically haven't been doing civil penalties to people that haven't.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I don't think we need to do 8 hours to the first. They have no prior history.
Well, the reason I went with 8 hours is because there were multiple issues that were found. So there was a medical records issue as well as we put it under the courteous verbal interchange or whatever for the lack of communication. So it was like two totally different findings.
The violations, I'm not sure if they align with medical record keeping. So what do you
do with that? No, thank you. That's a good reminder.
Okay, I have that one. Because now that I'm looking at it, it says so this was the one that we did it for not recommending the urinalysis and fluids. So it was, so maybe we changed medical records to internal medicine. I don't know if I can go as limited as specific to urinalysis, but maybe something on internal medicine. But there were two different issues, which is why I went to the 8 hours. It's like really the lowest you're going to get.
Well, I guess it depends on what's available too. Are they only in 4 hour blocks or are they in 2 hour blocks?
A lot of times. I mean, the medical records one that I think everyone takes is a 3 hour block, isn't it?
The one that we used to see a lot more was 4. We've seen everything these days.
But there's so many now that are online courses that people can complete an hour at a time. But that would change it from 4 hours. I mean, we could say 2 hours in communication and still go with the 4 hours in internal medicine. Because I think the bigger issue, yes, the communication is, but those classes I think aren't always as long hour-wise, and so it might be harder for them to find one that is 4 hours specific to that topic.
All right, so 1 year probation, 2 hours communication, 2 hours, or 4 hours.
4 hours internal, 6 hours.
Internal medicine, in addition to what is required for license to be completed within the probation period?
Correct, I'm beginning it.
No fine. And we have a second.
Second.
Here we go. All right, motion on the floor, any second for those orders. Let's do a roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Loki?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Wade?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Motion passes. Next, case document number 3, section 4, number 3, 2014, in regards to Virginia Kern DPN, board may review, discuss, take action on review, Practice monitors report no law compliance with requirements of consent agreement and return license to active status. Ms. Solman is the lead.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I noted in the monitor's report that he cited a potential violation. That was in item 7 of his report, that had been submitted photographs of an essence flammable hazardous materials being stored in a dog run. And we're not talking about one or two containers. It looked like there were at least 20 containers of material, of some kind of chemical material, in plastic buckets, as well as at least 10 cardboard boxes, all stored within the same area. This is a safety issue, not only for the pets, but for the staff who work there. And probably, yes, Victoria.
Thank you. Just this morning, I received a photograph from Dr. Kern's attorney that shows that run has been cleared out, and I did add that to the cloud. What she did with that, I don't know.
I did not see
what she
that.
Did with those things, if she just
moved them around the corner,
or if she got rid of them. I don't know if Mr. Stoll happens to know.
Well, Mr. Stoll does not happen to know, just that they've been removed.
They've been removed.
They're no longer on the premises.
Okay. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
He just got the picture.
Okay.
That's all.
So they're not in that run.
That's all we know.
That's all we know.
That's all we know.
I hope that they are no longer on the premises of that.
That would be
my advice. Yeah.
So I guess I was a little confused on this one, and it's not recollecting properly. Haven't we already taken a live on or eviction?
I know. Why am I confused too?
Yeah.
Because there's so many.
She voluntarily gave up her license, and we were all done.
What? Give up her license. Mark.
Yeah. So she's under, in essence, two different consent agreements. Okay. This is the final report under the initial consent agreement. Subsequently, she entered into a consent agreement where she agreed to, in essence, wind down and then not practice until her license expires. So we did have that period of overlap where she was allowed to continue to practice. The the monitor, if you will, went out to complete their final report under the initial consent agreement. That's what you have before you. As was mentioned, the only issue identified in that report were those containers. Mr. Stoll has provided the board updated information to show that they've been removed. One suggestion would be to perhaps close this matter upon receipt of written confirmation that the containers are no longer located on the premises. And if so, then that consent agreement is pretty much completed. And then we only have the one consent agreement where I believe that a period of time is, if not fast approaching, has approached.
June 22nd.
Something that Dr. Kern told me without waiving attorney-client privilege. When I told her those things had to be removed, her first response was, well, that means I need to get the truck. So that to me.
Thank you.
Reminded me that she wouldn't need the truck unless she was removing it from the site.
Maybe you can confirm she actually got the truck.
I don't know. Confirmation is
confirmation. But once this matter is resolved, or if you're comfortable today, if you're satisfied with the photos and what Mr. Stoll just shared with you, then she, under the consent agreement, she's not allowed to practice anymore.
But her license would still be in active status.
That is correct, until it expires.
Right. Mark, if I can clarify, we can close the case pending written confirmation that the substances are no longer on the premises.
That's correct, and the caveat, I mean, that's just something that I put out there for you to consider. You can close it today without that as well.
Yes, I would like to make a motion that we close that case 2014 pending the written confirmation that the reference substances in the monitor's report and item number 7 are no longer on the premises.
Second.
And a second. Any further discussion? Let's do a roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Mrs. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. The case is dismissed.
Thank you.
Closed.
Thanks, David. Do we need to take a break?
We'll be in time, probably.
Just throw it out.
Five minutes.
I won't make you beg. Let's take a break.
Thank you.
I'm the one with all the promises. Don't worry about me taking a break. I'm going to take it.